Welcome to episode 30. We've made it to 30 of Lost in Translation with Bobby Martin. My God, Bobby's here sitting next to me today. How you doing, Bobby?
Oh, this is different. I'm sitting next to the man. I like this.
I feel much smaller now. It's nice when I have the side to myself. I can feel like kind of a big guy, you know? The reason that he is sitting next to me is that we are joined by the father-daughter duo of Tim Boudreau and Ava Boudreau. Tim was a 1,000-point scorer in basketball and a star in football in neighboring Tewksbury, Mass. His daughter, Ava, is a basketball star, also plays softball. Do you play any other sport? Is there a third? Those two here in Wilmington. And we're really happy to have Tim and Ava today because I think it's a great perspective for me as a father of young kids to try and I'm always trying to learn about fatherhood because I really don't know what I'm doing and don't have a ton of guidance. So thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Let's just get it out of the way early on. Better shooter, better jump shot, Ava or Dad? Which of you has got the better jump shot?
Definitely Ava.
I am really curious, you know, for yourself, Tim, how did you get into sports when you were young? And you were 1,000-point scorer in basketball, but football is the one that took you farther. Did you have a favorite? And just how did you get into them?
I come from a really sports-orientated family, heavily involved with sports, particularly my father. There was no other way. That's what we did growing up. It was healthy. It was good for you and burned a lot of energy. I really owe it to my dad and really getting me involved in sports.
So, Ava, when did you start your sporting career?
I was young, but I don't know the exact age, probably.
Did you feel the pressure from your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A little bit. Her mom always liked to say she was born, she came out of with sneakers on. She was ready to rock and roll. We had her involved with a lot of the local YMCAs, Woburn YMCA, mm-hmm. North Reading. She was just a very active kid, and we had her in the floor hockey, the basketball, the soccer, the t-ball at these local Ys, which were just great for her. I think that was around age 5 or so, and then when she could play in the town of Wilmington, she started her first year there. So really involved at a very young age and a very active girl.
Did you how long did it take you to kind of figure out your sports? Was it always basketball, football? Were there others in the mix? Was it like, how long did it take you to figure it out?
Yeah, I played a ton of basketball. Most of my weekends from probably 8 years old to 12 years old involved with 2 to 3 games a weekend. I played in one particular town, which was Athol, Mass, where my parents grew up. And then a half an hour away, we'd make the jaunt to the next YMCA, which was Greenfield. I'd play another game, then I would play my last game basically up a division or an age group. Played a ton of basketball. And then got into actually Pop Warner football at Tewksbury at the age of 9. But it was predominantly basketball all the time. Played at West Parish in Andover with Rick Harrison, who was a sports writer for the Lowell Sun at the time. So just played an enormous amount of basketball at a young age.
Ava, how did you wind up doing the sports that you're doing? Were you kind of steered that way, or was it your parents kind of just like enroll you in a bunch of stuff and whatever happened?
I think they kind of just put me into a bunch of sports, and I specifically fell in love with basketball because of how much we played it and practiced it and how much he's pushed me.
Tell me about the pushing. What's your dad's style? How did he push you along?
Wake up, practice, eat good, go out and shoot shots during the day, go to practice early, train, like, through the week, through the weekends, just constantly playing basketball.
How long did it take you to get used to that?
I don't really know.
It was just a lifestyle, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. That's good to know. I'm doing the right thing with my daughter. Okay.
She really loved it though. I have a lot of mentors from high school and Coach Foz, who coached at Andover, I speak to him quite often, as well as her AAU coach, Jason Beers. And it's a fine line, right, of they need to be happy and mm-hmm. want to go to practice and not want to go, right? Because it does have to be fun, especially at a young age. So we really tried to find a happy medium where she could be happy and be with her friends and maybe not on the top AAU team or the team that might have so-called been better, but just better for her to have fun, be with her friends. And when we first started, there was a bunch of Wilmington girls on Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Shaylin Bresnahan was on the team. A girl named Lindsay who's at St. Mary's,
okay.
And a couple other locals. So that was good that she was around her friends, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be meaningful. It has to be fun at the same time. And then I think at some point in time, it still has to be fun, but it's what she wants, not what Dad wants, right?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you're playing with Evolution?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, okay.
I'm at New England Storm now.
Okay, New England Storm, got you. All right.
Being as talented as you are, the game's changed a lot since my generation and your generation. You're a little older than me, but we're kind of the same. Like, AAU was one of those things back in the day. There were like four AAU teams in Mass, right. And you had to be real good to get on one of the four.
Yeah.
You could go from, most people went straight from a public school. You could go from public to Division I, you know? Now it's like there's a million AAU teams. They're telling kids to specialize by the age of like 8, which is insane to me. And most people, if they want to play at a higher level, are prepping or going to a private school. How different has it been to help her navigate the sports landscape of trying to get to the highest level you can versus what you came up through?
Yeah, it's real hard. And even when I go to these high school boys games, now I'll say to my dad, I'm like, Dad, were we running up and down the court like that? Because I don't feel like I was playing like that. It is. It's a good mix and it's a good balance. And there have been a lot of kids, boys and girls, that have chose sports and to play them more, right? And it's like softball. We start playing now after basketball. We don't hit all year, but we shoot all year or we do basketball all year. So she's a good athlete, but it's hard to find that balance if you're not putting in the time and to move up right to a higher level. So but I think we found peace at it. She loves to play all the time. She loves to play on AAU. She has some trainers that she works out and for the most part she really enjoys going in. And I think that's the most important thing. If she enjoys it, then she will most likely progress. But it's hard when these kids are playing these sports all the time. And I think we've probably chosen basketball. I'm not saying that she probably wouldn't want to play softball, but we just started playing softball 4 years ago. She played soccer forever. So she's having a lot of fun, but it's hard if you're not really playing all the time, right?
Right, yeah, and really, basketball's a sport you can play, you know, any time of the year.
Yeah.
So from watching you shoot the ball, I can tell you've taken plenty of reps. Sam showed me some video, and I was hooked right away. I mean, I love to watch you play.
Thank you.
How would you describe yourself as a player? And then, Dad, how would you describe her as a player? But I want her to go first.
I feel like I'm more talented on the offensive side because I can make smart passes. I know good decisions. Like, I know when to shoot. And then on defense, I can be a good defender. I can guard, like, the bigs, but I'm not, like, fastest on the team, so I'm not going to be guarding the best player. I just like always the fastest one up the court and everything, but I think I can also be a good leader if I'm on the team, just like help kids out, lead by example, and know when to do things and know when not to do things.
That's a great answer. So tell me about your leadership skills. What do you look to share with your teammates?
I like to help them, like, because with my shooting skills, like, from him, I guess. I can help people with their shot, and, like, if I can tell something's wrong, I can try to help them fix it or, like, give them more tips to, like, make it better. And then just help other kids out with anything. Like, if I see something wrong, tell them what to do better. I can always talk to the coaches. I'll help the girls out, like, text them, like, when practices, when games and stuff.
And, Dad, how would you describe her as a player?
I think Ava's a very good offensive player. I think she's got a good eye for the ball. She can pass very well. She can drive. I feel like we continue to still work on that. It's, you can always be better. And I try to emphasize a lot that we got to you don't have to be the best defensive player on the court, but you got to dig down and play defense, and you got to play hard. It's not that she doesn't, but I think that we can grow in that area more, and that's just more of a will to think and to want. She's probably had more of an offensive eye.
Well, from what I've seen, you get a lot of shots. So that's a lot of energy you're expending out there. So you really got to save it for offense, huh?
I can.
What are your goals? What are your goals for the rest of your high school career? And then what is your goal for after high school? Because you still have another year after this year, I forget that sometimes.
I want to make playoffs the rest of my career. Like, this year we made it, so I have never made it through my high school career, my freshman and sophomore year. We were good, but we didn't, like, make playoffs. But this year it made, like, everybody on the team happy by making playoffs, and I'm hoping next year maybe we can get a better seating, try to get a home game. We haven't had one in a while for playoffs. I feel like it'd just be a good environment to have. And then after high school, I want to try to play in college.
What do you feel like is the key for you to be able to play in college? What do you think you need to do to be able to make it to college?
I feel like get better offensively and defensively, and I think I also need to get faster.
What about you, Dad? What do you feel like for her?
I do think with her, she could be a little bit quicker, a little bit more aggressive, endurance type of things I think would really help her. And of course, you still have to dribble, shoot, and do all those other things. Mm-hmm. But I think she could take a nice jump if she continues to work on some of those endurance, stamina types of things, a little bit more aggressiveness, wanting, you know, a little bit more of the defensive side of it. Mm-hmm. And I think she could, if she wants that, she'll do it, and she can grow from that. I think that'll be real important to see how much she wants and how hard she wants to work over the summer. It's not up to Dad.
Right. So, Ava, tell me, what who are your favorite players? Do you have any players that you look at and you try to emulate?
Caitlin Clark.
Easy answer. Okay. Caitlin Clark, okay, that says a lot about your mentality for shooting the ball, huh? All right, so Caitlin doesn't have to play a lot of defense. I mean, she's being defended by four people anyway, so she's got to really save her energy for offense. But what do you like about Caitlin's game that stands out to you?
I just like her determination. Like, she always wants to win. She always wants to, like, help people, wants to, like, she's breaking records. She's getting better, like, every single game, and she's always practicing. So that's something that stands out to me.
How do you feel like you've grown from last year to this year as a player and as a teammate? I mean, I was surprised I wasn't surprised seeing that were you the team's leading scorer as a freshman? Is that what it was? Are you the leading scorer as a freshman, I think. Last year's leading scorer is this year's captain. But then I was like, oh, a sophomore captain. That's kind of surprising. You were captain last year as a sophomore, you're captain again as a junior. But how do you feel like you've grown on the court and off the court from last year to this year?
I feel like I've definitely stepped up, like, speaking-wise. Like, last year I was really nervous because I didn't know what I was doing as a captain, so I kind of looked up to Jess and Cass by that and kind of, like, stayed back and followed their lead because I didn't know what I was doing. I was kind of surprised by getting it, too, and I just stayed back and, like, went with it. And then on the court, I think I worked really hard over the summer, and I definitely got stronger and better. So I feel like my drives to the hoop are a lot, like, stronger, and it's definitely showing. Like, when I get rebounds, I feel, like, more powerful. Just
so is it – so as far as your mindset in the game, what you're thinking, do you feel more powerful there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What attributed to that? Was it more conversations with your dad? Because it sounds like you're starting to find your own voice, and that's important. So how did that happen? What are the conversations like between you and dad?
Depends on the time. after a good game, they'll be good, but bad games, you don't want to come near him or me.
Like I said, John, I've been trying to be better. it's not a good game. It's a bad game. We talked a little bit before, mm-hmm. John. It's I just come from a very competitive effort family, and you can control that piece, right? You're going to have bad shooting days. The ball is just not going to go in. But do other things, right? Get a rebound, make a steal, dive on the floor, control your effort. It's a huge part of the game, and then when those other things happen, right, then it's a great game.
Yeah.
But it's not always going to be a great game.
I think, Bobby, you probably agree with me that, like, for young kids, especially young kids, I mean, you're in high school, but, like, you're still a young kid relative to that. How do you help your team when you are not doing the thing that you do that normally makes you a superstar, when your shot isn't falling, or you don't have your fastball on that day, or you're a running back and, like, they're just stuffing you at the line and you are usually the primary ball carrier, that, like, for kids finding ways to help the team when they are not able to have their A game, I think is what separates the kid, a lot of athletes, because a lot of people can't do that. And, like, how did you figure it out, like, for you, like, I can still help this team win even if, you know, maybe they're going box one on me or something, and it's taking me out of my element. Like, what was the key for you? And how old were you when you figured that out?
You know what? I don't think I ever – honestly, I've never really figured it out, because you have days where things just aren't going well, and you don't know what to do. So you learn to accept it, that, look, I'm just not here today. My bad, right? You know, you depend on your teammates to actually help you. You know, they're helping me at that time because I'm not giving anything. I remember specifically I was having a horrible game, and we were playing on national TV, and I just wanted Coach to say something positive to me. And I scream at him. We're on the bench at the time. I'm like, why don't you ever say anything positive? And he looks at me and he goes, Bobby, why don't you ever do anything positive? I said, oh, well, he's right. I just had to accept it, because, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And I think that's part of the growth process. You know, you grow.
For you, Ava, do you feel like that, you know, it's – the reality is when you're hitting 26-foot shots from behind the NBA arc to open games, this is a very different feel than when you're struggling to find your shot. And most nights you've been on – and more nights you've been on this year than last year, so your game's clearly growing. But what do you do? What is your mental, like, if you're like, man, my shot is not falling tonight, is it just load up another one because one of them is going to go in? That's the shooter's mentality? Or how do you handle it when things are, the ball's not bouncing your way?
I mean, I have done that before. I just keep shooting. But like he says to me, make other things happen. Get steals on defense. Drive to the hoop. Help your teammates out. Just push things, like, push people to get better. It doesn't always have to be you doing everything. Like, just help your teammates out. And if you want to do something, get it back on defense, drive to the hoop, get a rebound, that, like, do something that will help your team out.
So, Tim, how did you decide on football? Like, did you have options to play basketball after high school? What, you know, you... football at Northeastern. Northeastern had a dynamite football program back until they killed it.
Yeah,
but especially when you were there. But, you know, how, what, How did you make that decision that it was going to be football, it was going to be Northeastern? Did you think about basketball somewhere at all? Or?
Yeah, I think I had I had interest in one college at the time that showed some interest. And that was basically it. It didn't mean that I couldn't have, you know, went somewhere to walk on or try out for the team. But there seemed to be a lot more interest from football. And I think that I really loved the game of football as much as I loved basketball, but there was just something about football that I just felt that really fit better with me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the avenue. I ended up going to prep school at Bridgeton Academy in Maine for a year, and then had a chance to go to UMaine or an ONBU. That they fell through and ended up actually walking on to Northeastern. But it's just something about football that was just felt better for me.
So you walked on to Northeastern, but didn't you wind up being a captain and getting some pretty good playing time there?
Yeah, it was the first couple of years were really tough, just trying to make the team and earn a spot, and other great players, other scholarship players, and was very fortunate. As I told Bobby earlier, Barry Gallup came in from BC my junior year, and I was on defense, changed my position. It was just a better fit for me. And I had some luck as well, and ended up starting, becoming captain, and earning a scholarship. It was a great ride. I was lucky as well. You need luck too. But it was just all a good fit at the right time.
R.I.P. Punter's Pub and Chicken Lou.
Punter's Pub was Chicken Lou was a fan, but Punter's Pub was even more of a fan.
Yeah, it was.
is it true that Chicken Lou is no longer there?
Is no longer there, man. Wow. It is the building, the shell is still there. Lou retired during COVID. Yeah. And me and Ink were inquiring about trying to open it back up and turn it into a late night eats. expand it out, get seating in there. We thought about calling it, what were we going to call it? We were going to call it the, it was like the spot or the something. Like, you get like eight booths in there, and you're open breakfast, and then like 7 p.m. until 3 a.m., you'd make a killing there.
Yeah.
But Northeastern's like, they're not, I don't know what's going on. They're just sitting on it, and it's just there empty.
Reggie Lewis was his favorite customer. He used to love Reggie coming in.
He wasn't a fan of J.J. Barea. I'm going to, he used to talk about J.J. He was like, I didn't like him very much. But Reggie was the nicest guy in the world. So Eva has no idea what we're talking about. It's old people stuff at Northeastern food. So you prepped, and it opened some doors for you. Have you guys started to talk about the possibility of after senior year prepping? Is that a conversation you have, you don't have yet? What are your thoughts on that?
We haven't actually talked about that. We've just started kind of looking at some schools. We're at the very beginning stages. Mm-hmm. I don't know if prep is maybe an avenue that Ava would want to go, or maybe even needs to go. But it's the time now to really start to think, right? She's ending her junior year, and we got to really start looking at schools and goals. But it is what she wants to do. I don't know if Ava really understands a year of prep like we do.
Right.
But I know she really wants to play basketball in college. She's got an idea of what she would like to do for a major in college. And I think that's just two really big steps that she has an idea of what she wanted. I didn't know what I wanted to do for a major, where I wanted to go. It's tough.
I didn't have a clue, and I changed like four times.
Yeah, you changed your major. Exactly.
Yeah, I envied those kids that were like, they went into college like, this is what I want to do. I was like, I just want to survive.
Yeah.
I almost didn't. I had like a 1.8 GPA my first year. It was all punters and a fake ID.
One thing which I think is great, the last couple of weeks she's went to watch a couple college games.
Where'd you go?
Our team actually went to Framingham State versus Fitchburg State.
Okay.
We went to watch our summer league coaches. It was Jenna Tevenise and Olivia Almeida. They coached us during the summer, and they were playing against each other. It was also Jenna's senior night, so it was good to watch that game and see like the feel of it. And then yesterday with the fifth grade team that I coach, I went to the Bentley game, and I got to see Kylie Ducharme play. And one girl from St. Mary's, I played against her last year in our Christmas tournament, and I got to see her play too.
Oh, she's on Bentley as well, right?
Yeah.
I forget her name now.
Naya.
Yeah. Kylie is, you know, have you talked to her much? I know that she's older than you, but as someone that, you know, Wilmington is a very small town, and the days of, you know, you think back on those, like, you know, hey, those blue collar small towns, that those great athletes like Mickey Mantle coming out of Commerce, you know, Oklahoma. Yeah. But it's like you don't hear about it very much, that kids that just stay in a small town, grow up in a small town. Kylie, as far as I know, didn't prep anywhere. She's playing at a great Division II program, and now she's really doing work there. She rode the bench for 2 years and has really come out on the other side shining. But have you talked to her at all during your own basketball career?
I mean, over the summer, the Wilmington camps, like, I've talked to her there before, but I don't have her on Snapchat or anything, so I've never really specifically talked to her about, like, anything outside of basketball.
What was your impression of the college games? What, did you see anything that you thought you could do better than players you were watching? Did you understand how you could, you know, give back to the potential team?
I noticed the speed. The speed's a lot different than what it is in high school. And I feel like if I want to play college basketball, then I definitely need to get faster. But I think my strength in, like, driving and shooting is good and, like, equally as good as some of the players on the team, maybe even better depending on who you're looking at. But I think my biggest thing is that I need to get faster.
I think it's big to realize that. And to be like, hey, that's what I, you know, that's what I need to do, and it's, you still got plenty of time to do it. I also think it's awesome that you kind of said when I asked about prep that that's kind of going to be her decision. You know, it's refreshing to me. The number of, I've talked to Bobby, but, you know, my dad, and I try to not make it about myself. My dad was very acclaimed, not Bobby acclaimed, but he small town played out at UMass Amherst, was Dr. J's teammate, had the opportunity to play overseas, went to camp with some NBA teams, didn't stick, but. You know, he was a 6'7", 4-man, but he just jumped out of the gym. But he introduced me to sports. But the thing was, he always took a step. It was like, I'm going to be real with you. You do not have my size. You are 5'8 on a very good day. I've grown a little bit since those talks, though. One of the last things he ever said to me before he passed away was, you know, I always thought you were going to make it to 5'11". You know, he was very real as far as, if you want to do it, you're going to have to outwork everybody else who's out there because you are not bigger than anybody.
Right.
But I'm not going to do the work for you. If you want to do it, I'll meet you at the field. I'll meet you at the gym. I'll meet you wherever, 5 a.m., 10 at night. We'll do it, but I'm not making you do it. And I think that's something that a lot of parents don't understand, is like, you want to introduce your kids. You want to push them and give them, you know, some resilience, but, like, at the end of the day, once they get to be high school, you can't want it for them more than they want it themselves. Like, it's not going to work. And I coached for a while at the high school level, and I got kind of burnt out because of seeing how many parents burnt out talented kids by never letting them have an opportunity to figure out themselves. So I think that's was really refreshing to say, like, hear you say, like, it's going to be her decision on prep, on college, on any of that sort of stuff is nice. Was that, did it take some evolving to get to that point of kind of turning the reins over to Ava, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I told Bobby earlier, it's I come from a very competitive family, played very competitive college football. It's a lot of just what I know, and that makes it hard that I feel like I've really backed off a lot. I still do push Ava. I do. And I think that there's some of that push I think still needs to happen. Mm-hmm. But I've really taken a step back. Doesn't mean that our ride homes are always great. But I think I have said to her, you know, between your freshman year, your sophomore year, and your junior, where have you grown? How hard did you, what did you do? And it's, you don't want to see your kid fail, right? Right? She's healthy, she's having fun, and I'm trying to enjoy more of that. And I know she has some goals of playing in college and doing other things, and it's just that I know what it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to kind of step back. But I feel like I have. I feel like she's run with it a little bit more. But it's so hard to just to not want to see your kid's team make the playoffs, or how she can contribute to that team, or some of her personal goals. But a good friend of mine said, if she doesn't fail, she'll never learn.
That's right.
And I spend a lot of time thinking about just trying to let her. I'm still active. I'm not perfect, but I've really stepped back. I feel a lot. And I said to her just the other day in a text, I go, "Do you think you can play there?" She goes, "I think I can, Dad. I need to get faster and do some of these things." And then I said, "Agree." I said, "It's what you want, though, not mm-hmm. what Dad wants."
Mm-hmm. You know, it says a lot about just the culture today. You know, even as parents, we don't want our kids to hurt, but we know that they're going to have to in order for them to grow.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to see failure, but failure is necessary because you got to figure out, you know, where to start from, you know, or how to start over. You're always beginning again.
Right.
You know, it's tough and it's competitive, you know, but there's complexity to it because most of the time you're competing against yourself because right. you know you can do better.
Right.
And then you got somebody else trying to take your spot.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you're working through that. You're working through the coach's expectations. You're working through your own expectations, which are always greater, right? Then you need somebody like your dad to pull you back down and say, "Hey, wait a minute, relax," right? He's good at that, right? To tell you relax a little bit and be human with yourself? Or are you harder on yourself than your dad is on you?
I feel like there was one game this season, which was against Woburn. He was telling me that I didn't do that bad, but I felt it because I just felt like I was really off that game. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it depends on the game or, like, the day, because sometimes he'll be really hard on me and he'll think I did not the best, but there's other times where he'll think I'll do good and I'll, like, disagree. But
Tim, do you remember when your own athletic career came to an end? Like, do you remember kind of being like, wow, this is it?
Yeah.
To this day, I mean, I remember it. It wasn't under the circumstances that I would have wished. But, like, if you remember that, is there a way to kind of impart that on her of, like, hey, it all ends at some point?
It is. I have said to her recently, too, I said, you got 5 years left if you're fortunate enough to play in college, right? And you're out in the real world working, and it's so short-lived, but it's so hard to recognize that when you're in the moment. Mm-hmm. I can remember the day that I was done. It was like, what now? These sports have been such a big part of my life for so long. I didn't know where to go. But it did so much for me, like just how to fight and work for my position or what I wanted. I'm not going to get that job. There's 14 other people applying for it, right? Why didn't I get it? I feel like it just teaches you so much about life. But it's a tough pill to swallow when it's over, and I really try to embed that in her. You know, if you play in college, you get 5 years left. It's a short trip. Then you're up every day going to work like dad and mom.
Ava, what do you struggle with the most when you're playing?
I don't really know. I feel like it depends on the game, I feel like, because sometimes it might be, like, winning or, like, having a good attitude about a game. Like, other times it might be scoring or, like, playing good on defense. Like, I feel like it depends on who you play and, like, when you're playing and how you're really thinking about the game.
So do you find tough matchups where you're like, oh, I got to work on this, but next time I play them, I'm gonna do better?
Yeah, because some teams we play twice, and, like, I'll realize things, like, that I can do next game, like, to stop that girl or, like, to, like, overdo her and, like, do better against her than I did this game, like, against Watertown. I was guarding, like, a girl, like, my size. She might have been a little quicker, but she scored a lot more on me the first time we played them than the second time. I held her to, like, 2 or 4 points maybe the second time, And that definitely helped us win the game because she was one of their biggest assets the first game. And she had like 15 points.
There were a few stare downs in that second game from what I saw from being sitting baseline. I'm pretty positive I caught you staring her down a little bit. Confirm or deny.
I do that to a lot of people sometimes. Like, if I'm like in the game and I hit like a big shot, I feel like I'll just like stare that girl down. Or like if I hit a good layup, get like an and one or something. I don't know. I feel like I'm just like locked in when I do that. I don't know.
That's awesome.
How do you like your chances against? I'm trying to think of who the best shooter for the boys team might be. Maybe Mikey Otis or Jake Watalis. How do you feel like in a three-point contest you'd fare against them?
I feel like I could beat them. I don't know.
I feel like that's a fair assessment.
I love it. Talented and modest.
Yeah.
Wow, this is nice.
Hopefully he doesn't hear this show.
I feel like I'm just confident in myself all the time. Like, if you're not confident in yourself, then it's just not going to go for you. Like, you have to be positive with everything.
Dad, what's it like having to go cheer Wilmington on after you grew up playing and bleeding for Tewksbury, and they're like, you know, arch rivals, sort of in the way that the Yankees and Red Sox used to be, where they say the Yankees were the hammer and the Red Sox were the nail. I mean, it's been kind of a lopsided rivalry.
Yeah.
But how is it, you know, having your daughter be a star for the, what was your arch rival?
Yeah, it's, I've been in Wilmington for about 26, 27 years. When I had bought my grandmother's house, I thought that I would probably be here 3 years and move back to Tewksbury, but it never worked out. But I mean, Wilmington's a great town. My stepmother has taught here for 32 years, so I was very familiar with the school system, the kids, and sports. They're always very competitive, and it's fit in very, very well. I love the town. I love the people here. It's been really good. Football Thanksgiving's been a little tough, but it is what it is, right? But it's been really nice town. It's been nice here.
What advice would you give parents who are coaching their children? Because apparently you've done it for quite some time. What are the things that you think they're going to have to work through?
Yeah. Well, have two or three kids, because you're going to make mistakes. she's my only one, obviously. I think what I went back to earlier, and a lot of my friends from Wilmington know that it's just very intense and very competitive. Obviously, try to enjoy it, but I really can't emphasize it enough. Whatever sport they're playing, whether it's AAU or town or recreation, that they have to want to go to it. It can't be like, it's Thursday, I got to go to that practice. So if you make that piece of it enjoyable, or you find that piece, that'll really, really help your child grow, because they want to go. They want to be there. And then I just think that you're going to make your mistakes, and you just learn, and it's how you react off of that. And I really think as an individual, I've grown in the last year. I don't think she sees it that much, but most of the people have seen me try to make it change my way a little bit, but really make it enjoyable that they want to do it, and realize there's going to be good and bad, and that's just how it is, right? So I would say make it fun and something that they really, really want to do.
Ava, what do you think parents should? What advice would you give parents?
I'd say, like, always want to go to the games. Like he's saying, like, if you're going to coach, always want to, like, be there. Always want to help your kid out. Like, if I ask him for something, he'll 100% of the time, like, always want to do it. I'll ask him to go shoot. He'll be like, yeah, like, I'll do it whenever. I'll do it all the time. Like, you just have to want it. Like, support your kids. Like, you'll meet new people as you go. People will help you through the process, and it'll just all be fun.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today. Ava, you know, best of luck on Thursday. We feel like you guys have a good chance of pulling this one out. Yeah. Enjoy getting to play on a college court. You know, that'll be pretty cool. A lot of high school kids don't get to do that. So, and thank both of you for joining us.
Yeah, this has been awesome.
Thank you for
you
having
so
us.
Much.
This is great.